And now, the SiriusXM Blitz. Here are your hosts, Adam Schein and Rich Gannon.
Rich, here he is, live on the line as promised. The new general manager of the Oakland Raiders. Friend of the radio program, Reggie McKenzie. Reggie, it's Adam Schein and Rich Gannon. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Reggie, we're doing great. You know, we're just talking off the air about big shoes to fill. And you think about Andrew Luck. He's got some big shoes to fill in Indianapolis, taking over for Peyton Manning. I think about you. You've got some big shoes to fill. You think about Al Davis, really a maverick, a legend in this business. Plenty of work to be done. I know it's a great challenge for you, but it's also an unbelievable opportunity to take over for a guy who essentially ran that organization for the past 50 years.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's not a day goes by that am I not reminded of Mr. Davis. I mean, you know, it's all over this place, his fingerprints and his, you know, the things that he's done. And, yes, it is. It's a great opportunity, but yet it is a heavy feat now. I mean, it's a big deal, But I'm taking this thing one day at a time and trying to enjoy every minute of it and make sure we get this thing headed the right way.
Reggie, with that said, do you try to balance history with the Raiders while simultaneously moving forward in a new era and a new direction with your leadership?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're not going in this thing with the blindness to what's been done and what's been created here in the Raider organization. You know, you gotta understand, I was part of the history, so
absolutely.
I do not want to disregard that. Matter of fact, we're going to embrace that and continue to make sure all the old Raiders come back and more often. And but yes, we're going in a new direction, but we are definitely embracing the history of the Oakland Raiders.
Reggie, what about, you know, preconceived notions? Obviously, you worked in a great organization in Green Bay. You guys had a lot of success with the draft and with free agency and certainly a winning program. As you begin to come in, you start interviewing, you start looking around, you start doing your research about the problems that they've had, the fact that they haven't had a winning record in so long. How do you separate the two? What's your, you know, when you talk to people and people give you what their opinion is, do you try and filter some of that? Do you try and formulate your own opinions based on your interviews and your film study and your analysis of the current roster? I mean, how difficult was that part of that transition for you?
Well, you know what? That's the one thing that was it was very difficult, you know, because things were flying all over the place. It was a lot going on, and the transition in itself is an extreme amount of work also. But just from a team standpoint, yes, I had my own ideas that's been formulating since the last 18 years being in that one place in Green Bay. Yes, through the Ron Wilson, the Coach Holmgrens, and the Bob Harlins and Mike Reinfels, all through Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson and Mike Murphy, just seeing how it's done, I think I had a good blueprint to go off on. But also, I knew the situation here and trying to talk to all the people within the building and even guys who had been in the building and or elsewhere. I just got a whole lot of information and then just try to decipher through it and kind of create my own little plan, even from getting a head coach down to designing meeting rooms. And I mean, it's just, it was a whole lot involved, more so than just which players we're going to have to release or keep or try to attain. You know, the list went on and on. But, you know, and the bottom line is the knowledge and the all the experience that I've gotten in Green Bay played a heavy role.
Reggie, we love the hire of Dennis Allen. Think that he's going to be great for you guys. Now, you hire a guy who hasn't been a head coach in this league before. So there's obviously a bit of a hypothetical quotient attached. Since you've hired him, whether it's meetings, whether it's, you know, dealing with decisions, whether it's talking to players, whether it's how he's run camps thus far, what have you learned about your head coach?
One thing I've learned, and I saw it from day one since my first interview with him, is Dennis Allen is a football guy. He loves football, and he knows football to the T. That was you saw that right off the bat. He has not disappointed there. And the fact that he is a pretty good doggone evaluator, and he's his leadership skills, to me, are off the charts. So he is definitely the right choice for the Oakland Raiders, and I think his play this season will, you know, will take notice through the league. You know, I think he's pretty good. He's doing a great job here thus far, and I think that's going to continue. The players are really taking to him. He has a great coaching staff, and we're excited around here. We really are. Our relationship and this throughout this whole process is a great situation.
And Reggie, you say his leadership skills are off the charts. I love hearing that. I'm sure Raider Nation loves hearing that. Give us some examples. What makes him a good leader? What makes him the right guy at the right time for the Oakland Raiders?
Well, you know, one thing, his command in that meeting room, in team meeting situations, whether it's defense, team meetings, whether it's the entire team, whether it's the coaching staff, whether it's in front of the scouting staff, he can control and take over a room when he wants to get his points across or when he just present. And not only does his passion for football, but his knowledge for football comes across clearly. And he knows exactly what he wants. And he is really he's a smart football man. So it's been great working with him thus far. So we've been able to connect on many different fronts. But he definitely is a leader amongst men. So I love the way his coaching staff responds to him, and his players thus far has responded. So we're going in the right direction.
Reggie, I got to give you a lot of credit for how you reshuffled the deck. You stepped into a tough situation when you look at the salary cap. You had to make some really difficult decisions prior to the draft.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I don't wish that on anyone. That's
what sure. That was a mess.
But, you know, the bottom line is they got some good players here. Just reshuffling a little bit, you know, just I do believe that any move, small, large, big-time player or backup player, any move is a great move if you're going in the right direction. So I'm not going to minimize any not having a first round, second round, or your own third or fourth round picks. That really didn't matter to me. I just wanted to make sure any player that we did add to the roster, we want to make sure that they have that they are going to add something to this roster.
Yeah, speaking of the draft, I thought you did your best to fill as many needs as possible, given the limited number of selections that you had to work with. Just talk about the draft and what you were able to get accomplished over that weekend.
Well, we're able to solidify a little bit the offensive line. We felt like we added some good-sized receivers that can hopefully make some first downs and make some plays downfield also, and be some physical blockers. I mean, we've added some linebacker depth, which we felt like we needed, and we felt like we added some defensive line depth. Now, we felt pretty good about the draft at the end of the day, you know, even after collecting the college free agents after the draft. You know, and some of them showed up after the rookie camp. You know, the coaching staff feel pretty good about it. So we, I think we headed in the right direction there.
What are your realistic expectations for Carson Palmer this season?
I'm expecting him to do very well this year, and I think he's hitting this thing running now. I think the offensive staff has worked with him very well with the system, the new system, and he's picked it up extremely well. He's working his tail off, that's for sure. So we're expecting him to lead this team and to be highly productive.
How do you keep Darren McFadden on the field? I mean, that's the million-dollar question. The guy is so talented. He was having such a great year last year. He misses 9 games with the Liz Frank injury. He's got to be the key to it offensively if you can keep him healthy.
No question. When you got a dynamite player like that, you just hope and pray that he can stay healthy. I mean, you know, nothing's guaranteed, that's for sure. And but we're gonna put our best that he's gonna be there for us. And I know the staff will do everything they can to keep him to the point where he can be available week in and week out. But, you know, you never know in this league, you know. Whether you make it every game or half the games or a few. But we definitely hope we can have Dan McFadden the entire season, that's for sure.
Reggie, we've read the reports about McFadden and what he's been able to do at workouts right now. Take us through his health and where he's at right now for the Oakland Raiders.
Well, right now he's all ready to go. I mean, it's no setbacks. He's practicing every day, so it's business as usual right now. No, he is not having any issues. He's not injured. He's fully 100% participating in everything. He's healthy. He's deemed healthy right now.
Reggie, I'm excited about the changes that you made to the personnel staff, including a former teammate of mine and your brother Raleigh.
Big Raleigh.
Great to have him as a Raider, isn't it?
Yeah, he
looks good in silver and black, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's why I told him he get rid of all that maroon and gold. You know, but he's excited. You know, he's a football guy too, and we needed a guy up there in the East Coast, that Northeast area, and he was at the did a lot of work for us at the combine and going all the pro days up in that area and doing the draft. So he is fully acclimated to this deal, and he's going to be a great addition for us.
Will you try to beef up the backup running back position as a way to try to keep McFadden healthy, Reggie, for 16 games?
Yeah. We want to try to make sure we can not just overload him, but we want to make sure we get him the ball too now. But we're going to make sure that by the end of the day, we're going to have plenty of good depth there, and hopefully these young guys that we got in here behind them can step up to the plate and show themselves in preseason.
My last question, Reggie, I just I'm very curious about the talent around Carson Palmer, particularly at the tight end and wide receiver position. Do you feel like with the current group of guys you have there at tight end and wide receiver, there's enough talent? Or do you have to maybe look at adding another veteran receiver at some point before the start of the season?
You know what? I really don't think, that it's imperative that we go out and get a receiver is a must. Just like any position, if something comes across that we feel that can upgrade, be a tight end or receiver, we're going to look into it. But we feel pretty good about going in to the season with the receiving core. We would like to probably add another tight end in the mix. We got some young guys at the tight end position. So we don't, as far as the majority of guys there. So we always continue to look at every position. If something comes across the wire that we think is going to help upgrade this team, we definitely will look into that now. But as far as feeling good about the talent, we're not down on the talent that we have here at those positions. But I do want to add another guy just for competition purposes at the tight end position.
Reg, you love the hire of Joey Klingscales, who you obviously have known for a long time. He did a great job with the Jets. Take us through what he adds to your staff. And was it the relationship that you have with him that convinced him to leave New York?
Well, number one, you're exactly right. Klingscale is an exceptional addition to the Oakland Raider personnel department. He is his wealth of knowledge of the game, his wealth of experience. When he's starting, he's been in this thing before I have, so he's been in it for a while now. But I can say that our relationship, in the end, probably did factor into his decision to leave New York. So I think it's a perfect match, and it's a great addition to the Oakland Raiders.
Reggie, great stuff. Great new era, great new direction for the Oakland Raiders. You're pumped up. We're pumped up. The fans are pumped up. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Let's stay pumped.
Thanks, we will.
Guys. Thanks, Reggie.
Reggie McKenzie, general manager, Oakland Raiders.